Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Rabbi.
We dedicate our learning this morning in memory of John's father, Moshe ben Nachman, on his first yahrzeit, and we wish again a yashar koach to John on a beautiful and inspiring davening. But genuinely, we hope and pray that your father's neshama should have an aliyah, and you should be very proud of yourself without embarrassing you. One of the interesting areas of halacha when it comes to images that we're not supposed to replicate, as we've been speaking about over the last few days, is of course to differentiate between avodah zara, and now we're going to be talking about a beis hamikdash. So let's say a person wants to go ahead and build a beautiful palace, especially real estate prices are cheaper here in Rochester than the other parts of the world. So you buy a massive piece of land and you want to rebuild the beis hamikdash. So is that permissible? The answer is absolutely not. One should never think that they can replicate anything when it comes to the Beis HaMikdash. So whether that's the vessels that we used inside, whether that's any part of the structure, it cannot be replicated whatsoever. Now, there is an idea that one can go ahead and replicate at least partially, as long as it's very clear that it's not meant to be an absolute replica, but sort of a similar, which is how you get the big Belzer Yeshiva in Israel, where they have a very close replica to what seems to be a Beis HaMikdash, but of course it's not, and everyone understands that it's not. Furthermore, when it comes to replicating things in the Beis HaMikdash, let's say someone wants to go ahead and open up the Torah, and there's some interesting spices and things like that, concoctions that they used to make, the ketores and the like, and you want to use it as a cookbook, and you go ahead and start trying to make that. So don't do that, because one could be liable for curries for doing such a thing. And so if a person ever wants to replicate it, you are theoretically allowed to talk about a train. You could even make partial concoctions, but to ever go ahead and replicate exactly what the Torah says when it comes to what was used in the Beis HaMikdash, that's a big no-no, so don't do that. And with that, we conclude with the Rabbi's Kaddish, Rabbi Hanani ben Akash.